Forever Dog. Is everybody happy? Yeah, yeah. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna have some fun. Is everybody happy? Yeah, yeah. Will everybody have a lot of fun?
Everybody have a little fun. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is October 20th, 2020. It's two for Thursday here. We're doing two guests, a couple of Adams on the show. We've got Adam Conover and Adam Curtis. And there's a big mix-up from producer Matt. I said, we should get Adam Carolla on the show. He says, I'm on it. And guess who walks in to my surprise? Adam Conover. Am I saying that right? Conover?
Yeah, no, you're the first thing I got right the first time.
Yeah.
Unless she poops.
People have issues with my pronunciations and names, and I try my best. But I really don't try that hard, I guess.
And I press.
Anyway, well, Adam's here. People are also confused often when I start the show and there's a guest here and I don't properly introduce them, as if this is supposed to be some tired, and Doug is here.
There are rules.
Like, get horny.
There are no rules. We rip up the rules on this show. We're meant to be, they're meant to be broken. Vic
That's
Berger, the
exist.
Fourth.
That's why they exist.
You are openly flaunting our guest today with your jacket. I understand what you're doing. You're very... Very, you see what's happening
see
here,
it.
Adam?
I see. You can wear the jacket. It's fine.
Okay.
Adam, yeah, I don't object to the jacket.
Adam Conover is here.
Just shut down the segment.
And everybody knows Adam.
Yeah. I guess they do, yeah.
You're an incredible force.
Thank you so much. Wow. I've never heard that before.
You're an incredible force of good.
Whoa. Thank you. Oh. I mean, that's...
We're going to get
I'll
into
it.
We're going to get into it.
Fuck Will Smith.
You've got new shows. When did this new show come out? The G word.
The Netflix show? That came out in May.
Okay.
And it's been about 6 months now.
So it's going, it's all out.
It's all
it's
out.
The Netflix model, they drop it and stop it.
They
drop it and stop it.
That's what they do. Every time they launch a show, they pull a big lever. They drop it and stop it.
All right. Let them out. And now close it down.
That's basically what happens. You get like 2 days. We got 2 days on the top banner.
Yeah.
You know, like a week of press. And then it's just no one's going to say a single word about the show ever again.
Shove
it's
it,
in the past.
Shove it deep. Like, yeah. You know, you're scrolling through. You're looking at Glory with Matthew Broderick and the Pelican Brief. And the G word.
Glory with Matthew. No one has thought about that movie in 15 years.
Oh, I think about it every day. Welcome to our community out there. Let me just welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining us. We are big also breaking news. Big also breaking news. This is why I don't have that Corden's slot, by the way. I'm not a professional broadcaster like he is. Were you disappointed? Well, the big news is...
I was let down.
By James's
I was crestfallen.
Sudden downfall due to his rude behavior.
I was heartbroken. Yeah. I was.
You were a big champion of his.
I thought there could be good things in the world, and you know, it turns out James Corden not a nice guy.
Even some of the it's the myth. The myth has been broken.
Yeah.
The myth of him being Mr. Nice Guy has been shattered in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
No, the big news is, and this is not big news, is we are now broadcasting on TikTok. Do you have TikTok? Let me tell you.
I do have TikTok. But I've not been able, they've not turned on the feature that lets me broadcast live except from my phone. Using your feed through
TikTok?
Yes,
we can talk. Wes, let's go to the studio. Wes is the big engineer behind this. Let's go to the control room, I should say. Wes.
Hey, Tim.
Hi, Wes. Tell me and Adam, mostly Adam, I'm checked out on this conversation already.
But you're going to stay in it.
But I will soldier through. What is this about TikTok going live? How do we push that lever to drop it and stop it?
We paid someone a lot of money
a lot of money to push that lever.
See, Wes has got it in his mind that he's a comedian. To be funny. Now. He's twice now today. He made a little quip on our pre-show live stream.
He's a friend of the show.
I want after.
Friend of the show is working through. With TikTok and hooked us up.
What is this about TikTok going on?
You can hook me up?
They would love it.
Doug,
I would love to stream on TikTok. They never turned it on. This is the weird thing about TikTok. You have to know a guy at a social media site.
Well, that was like back in the day with Twitter to get verified. For some reason, I had to go through Todd Berry.
Really?
He was like, hey man, you want to get verified? I could hook you up. I know a guy. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Todd's good for something. Print that. Doug, let me just comment on your new technology of sampling the show in real time.
Wait, what?
Because there are already so many legitimate technical difficulties with the show, that we have people, Vic has this show on his computer going.
I do.
So we're getting the loop thing going on. You playing stuff from 30 seconds ago is essentially that.
Computer going.
I feel like I'm buffering. This is amazing. This is the most DJs I've ever seen on a single show. The show's got one host and five DJs.
I've got to start letting people go. I've got Adam Curtis coming up in 20 minutes or so, and you're familiar with Adam Curtis.
Yeah.
He's going to be calling in. He refuses to be on video, which I understand. I'm very nervous. I've spoken to him before. He's incredibly, much like yourself, incredibly intelligent man.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Very prolific.
Yeah. So I've asked the boys to not be doing their drops, and they've accepted that request.
Okay, thank you.
So get him out now. Get him out of your system.
Yes.
All right, well, because we have so much going on today, let's get through the... And Adam's here all through the whole show, so you chime in whenever you want. This is mi casa, su casa scenario.
Oh, that's great.
We got a little game Vic has devised that I'm sure you're sick of already. You don't even know what it is.
I want to hear about...
The game is Adam ruins nothing.
Do you
hang? We give you topics, and you have to say something nice about these
things. Oh, I'm happy to do that.
Okay, do you get to hang out with Barack Obama?
I did get to hang out with Barack Obama.
What's that like?
Adam, is that the game?
I want to know.
Adam, come in here. I want to say that. I want to say something. I want to do your show.
That's George Bush.
No, it's not.
That's not like George Bush.
Now look.
No, there you go.
Bush is, Obama's deep.
Look.
People are hurting. George Bush, a little more this.
Yeah, there you go.
I like war. I like bombing children.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's I'm just painting.
I'm painting now. I paint all the dead soldiers that I killed through my decisions.
More.
He's got a little bit of this. Yeah. A little more. Stop it. It's not good. It's not good radio. It sure ain't good television.
Little more.
It ain't good TikTok, Doug.
Little more.
Please. It is TikTok now.
Now look, Adam ruins everything. I saw it. I like it. I think he's a good guy. I mean, it's fine. It's serviceable, Obama.
Yeah.
It'll get the job done.
It sounds Southern when you do it. Well, no offense. I shouldn't be coming in here.
He's from Kansas, isn't he?
True.
So, yeah. There you go. Midwest.
That's true. I never even
Harvard
thought
of educated. I don't think he's real. I think he's a. You know this conspiracy theory that he is a. A hologram.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
I heard a conspiracy theory on TikTok. Speaking of TikTok, I'm trying to understand TikTok. And this one was nuts. I don't know if he was serious or not, but that the Challenger it blew up. Or it did, but the people in the Challenger weren't in it. And those people are still alive. Just wacky stuff.
I can see why this would be a conspiracy theory, because it was weird that they... Because everyone's memory of it is that I was a little bit too young, but that they brought all the kids.
I was the perfect age.
You were the perfect age for
it. Like
that must have been
something.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That was perfect. They brought all the kids to watch it on TV.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then it happened live on television.
Cut
and
the feed.
That if you were to write a novel in which that happened, I'd be like, this is ridiculous.
With the school teacher on board.
With a school teacher on board, Sally Rutt, and she had all the there's so much press about her, and it's like almost it's too crazy to believe. So I understand why people.
You know why it blew up? You saw that whole documentary? It's fascinating.
No, why did it blow up?
You gotta get into this.
Is this an Adam Curtis documentary?
No, it's
somebody was
too
cooking
long.
A potato on board, and they forgot to poke a hole in it.
So the potato blew up, and that blew up the whole shuttle.
Yeah.
Somebody put a fork in the microwave. Can you believe it?
No, there are these O-rings. Mm-hmm. O-rings that were connecting something or other. And somebody figured out, they go, if the temperature drops, if it's a cold day in Florida, which it very rarely is, those things are going to shrink up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's going to cause this massive disaster. They said, then it's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And sure enough, it was a cold morning and those suckers shrunk.
Yeah.
And Kabloom.
Wow.
Terrible stuff.
Terrible.
But there's fresh tragedy to discuss.
Like fresh James tragedy. Gordon.
Yeah, James. Jim, James.
I mean, that's something we all, well, that's a disaster we all have to watch.
Sorry, I shouldn't look at Twitter, but I tweeted, Office Hours Live is live. And our friend John Early, the great John Early, says, yeah. And I care because... John,
he's just walking around Twitter behaving that way.
That's not nice. Why do I need to? But boy, he is funny.
He is
real time. And another feature we're going to feature today, another new feature is our intern Olivia is back. And I said to Matt, because a couple weeks ago those Chapo Trap House boys were on.
Oh, you know, yeah,
the Chapo Trap House guys, good guys.
Yeah,
good guys. They got a lot of opinions.
Yeah, right?
A lot of thoughts on the state of the world, as we all do.
And
he was, they're down on Biden, of course, you know, a lot of reasons to be down on Biden. But as we're live, Biden goes ahead and pardons everybody with weed,
mm-hmm.
who's got weed in them.
Come on, man.
Pardons everyone who's high.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, pardon?
If you ate an edible an hour ago, you're
pardoned. I pardoned Doug for burping earlier. That doesn't make sense. Strike it from the record. Anyway, I was like, I would have. I can't be paying attention to the news while I'm doing the show. I can be looking at my mentions, but not.
$1.9 trillion relieved so far.
That's not real. That's not real.
It's real.
Not at all. I wrote the bill.
What is it for real?
On the environment.
Yeah.
But don't let up now. Pay them more.
That's a new bedtime story audiobook from President
Obama. This is an AI deepfake of ASMR Biden, is it not?
It has to be. Anyways.
They put together all the times he whispered, I think.
No.
My point is, that news broke while I had the boys on, who were very critical that government can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm on their side, folks. But in general, I would have been nice to be like, but, Matt, look what just happened on the news. So, Olivia is standing by. Did you brief her on this?
Yes.
If she has breaking news, she will interrupt the show to deliver the breaking news. Olivia, is there any breaking news to report this morning yet?
So far we have a woman in Massachusetts is sending a bee swarm on deputies while she's getting evicted.
Okay. She's, more on that later in the show.
She what?
She's sending a bee swarm.
How does she have the power to do this? Was she sent to Marvel?
Bees, go!
Witch?
I send you.
Ms. Bee.
Salem, Massachusetts. It's a witch.
All right.
It's modern.
Okay. All right. City of the day, Matt.
The city of the day.
Hard cut.
You got a swarm of bees in my head. I'm loopy today because you have mosquitoes where you live?
Not really. My girlfriend gets bit. I never get bit.
I'm the guy they like. Because I'm eating chocolate all day probably. But the mosquitoes love me.
You're sweet. They love you because you're
sweetie.
Sweet.
Maybe it's my blood type. But we got mosquitoes all the time now coming into our house. And they're tiny. If you live in Southern California, you can understand what I'm saying. They're tiny. You don't feel them biting you.
Yeah,
until
you got
after.
Those are the tiger mosquitoes, Tim.
Yeah, they're a nightmare for me, and they feel like I have to start wearing socks in my house and long pants, and maybe I'm going to start wearing a beekeeper's helmet. I don't know. But last night, midnight, I had been asleep for a couple hours, just beautiful sleep, totally out, and I get a right by my ear. You know what I mean? When they go right by your City of the Day is brought to you by We've got a brand new sponsor today, Saline's Snailine Solution. Do your snails dry out too quickly? Don't you wish you could crawl for longer? Don't you wish they could crawl for longer before they run out of slime? Celine Dion does too. That's why she invented Celine's Snailine Solution, the only snail-safe snail slime that keeps you, you know, if I'm gonna get tongue twisters, I don't need typos to, because I can do.
That's the ever typo. Yeah.
Oh, the first ever typo. Check the record.
I just fixed it.
This is ridiculous, Doug. I'm happy to do your tongue twisters. I will nail them every time. But if I get trapped in a typo, that's on you, my friend.
Take it from the top of that sentence. Let's go, run it back.
The only snail-safe snail slime that keeps your snails crawling longer and wetter than any other snail moistener. Guaranteed! Celine's Snailine Solution is sans salt. That's the secret. Why the fuck does the leading snail moistener contain salt? Celine Dion doesn't understand this. That's why she invented Celine's Snailine Solution. Great news, Office Hours listeners get a free stein when they order 7 or more steins of solution by going to saturatedsnail.saline/moist and entering the code phrase no fucking salt at checkout. So keep your snails wetter longer with Celine's Snailine Solution. Thank you.
You ready for the, do you want to hear the jingle?
The jingle, of course.
That was poetry.
Boy, if these days, if I don't make time for Doug's jingle, it's like I fucked his mother.
Get your hand off my penis!
Pauline, I think about you every night. Sorry about that.
Daniel Mateo.
Daniel, my brother, you are other than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Daniel, can you unmute? There you go.
This better not be New York City.
Yeah, I'll keep going.
Daniel, what's the city of the day?
City of the day today, Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland, Florida. Okay. What are we talking? Middle of the state?
Yeah, right dead in the middle. Center.
I knew it. Well, what's happening in Florida these days? Lots of good stuff, right? Hurricanes.
Oh,
DeSantis.
Yeah. Tons of good stuff.
You like DeSantis?
Disasters.
where do I begin?
No, I don't like Trump. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's obnoxious, he's a bully, he's not very eloquent, not very intelligent. But I think this DeSantis guy has a lot of interesting qualities.
What's your favorite?
Well, he looks good in a fighter jacket. No, I'm just kidding.
Have you seen these videos of them arresting people who have voted?
I did.
The cops show up and they're like, we got to take you to jail. And the people are like, what? Why? Like, there's a warrant for your arrest because you voted.
Yeah.
They're like, what? I vote? What are you? And the cops are like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't get it either. We'll let you right out, but we got to put you in handcuffs. Like a 70-year-old lady put her in the back of
the car.
These
are my orders. Now, I looked into this story and I guess the details of this are there was a law passed that says ex-felons.
There was a that was a ballot proposition, and it was return the right to vote to people who had previously committed a felony but had served their sentence and had no other.
But there was exceptions for sex offenders and murderers, apparently.
In the fine print.
Now, there is legal standing, legal basis for the arrest. I don't think they would just be doing it out of nowhere, but. It was confusing because those people were given.
They were allowed to vote. They were given.
So it was a clerical. It's like a clerical error.
Yeah.
That should have, you know, these poor people.
It also, there was a ballot proposition, and then the people who run Florida. So the voters voted overwhelmingly to return voting rights to people who had served their time. And then the actual legislators were like, we don't like this because that's going to change the makeup of who can vote.
Sure.
Maybe we'll be thrown out. And they immediately started to undermine the ballot proposition by adding restrictions like the one that you're talking about. And they also said that you had to pay back some number of court fees before you could vote, which is essentially a poll tax like we got rid of in the 50s. And so they created technicalities on which they could reject people that were very confusing. And now they're arresting people for violating the technicalities simply because they were trying to fucking vote. It's
right.
Literally to watch people in America be led away in handcuffs because they voted is repulsive.
They voted in what they understood to be an illegal way, legally.
Yeah,
they got the forms. They got it's the not form like these guys are stuffing ballots.
Yeah, they went there. They were registered to vote. They were allowed to go cast a ballot. And then 2 weeks later, cops show up and put them in handcuffs. What is that other than voter intimidation?
Well, let me bring this into the conversation. The very idea of propositions are troublesome, right? It's a mess.
Yeah, they're a mess.
I mean, if you live in California, I'm sure a lot of states have this part of the voting process. I mean, you're just, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I've said this for years. I want to just, elect people to pass laws.
Yes.
You debate it, figure it out, and come to the best possible
conclusion. You elect someone else who shares your
values.
I'm
reading these propositions, and it's all written and coded in a way that how could you, the classic example was the yes on 8, the gay marriage thing.
Yeah.
And it was, such a twisty thing where you were like, I think I'm for gay marriage, so it must be yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a yes question.
Yep.
But that was, they've turned it around.
Or there's Proposition 22, which passed in California in 2020, which is the law that took away the right to organize, took away wages from Uber drivers, gig workers. But the companies that spent hundreds of millions of dollars advertising it claimed that it was adding protections for gig workers, and they had hundreds of millions of dollars more than the opposition, and they were able to trick voters into thinking that it was going to result in higher wages. And we now know that was 2 years ago. We now know that wages have been cut as a result. It's even worse to be a gig worker in California.
I'm inclined to not vote on the propositions, but that might be a mistake.
That's generally why the best default for a proposition, if you live in a state with propositions, is to not vote on it or to vote no. There are a couple in LA specifically. There's a measure called Measure ULA, which is an affordable housing measure, which is very good and was put on the ballot by the ACLU and by unions and by housing advocates. And so that's really good.
Generally, if you don't have the money to put up a proposition, I mean, generally the people that are putting up propositions have tons of money.
Yeah.
And they're
probably very organized. Yeah.
They're very organized. All right. Oh, you're so smart.
Thank you.
And quick.
Oh, well.
And a righteous person.
Thank you.
I think.
Thank you.
I do
my best.
Mom, I want a vape.
What, a vape? Yeah, was that Biden saying, vape?
That was Mr. T. Trump.
Oh, Mr. T.
Let's see. Let's see, man.
Are we still talking to Daniel here?
Daniel, do you have anything you want to ask or any issues on your mind that you want to get into with me? Because we've got Adam Curtis in, we've got 7 minutes or so. Why don't we listen to Hey Jude, which is about 7 minutes long, and then we'll get to Adam Curtis.
You've paid for that?
We've licensed Hey Jude for this episode.
Wow. Yeah,
in case we have time to fill. That's actually a pretty good song, you know?
Hey,
I think that's my best song. I don't know. Could be that or yesterday.
Daniel, you got a topic.
No, just if you're in Florida, please vote.
All right, thank you. Yes,
please help us.
I mean, the situation in Florida is not great. I mean, there's no, the people running against Rubio and DeSantis are not going to win.
Without
something major happening.
I don't think it's likely.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's not focus on
the Gators will get you if they don't.
My dad lives in Florida, and I would be all in favor of lopping Florida off the map and just creating a giant wall.
With your dad in it?
Yeah, which side is the wall?
I don't know. I take it all back. Florida can be beautiful. Can be a beautiful place.
It's an incredible place that we've mostly paved over.
Yes.
It's got some of the most beautiful wilderness in America that is being...
Well, the story about where the hurricane hit, that story, I forget who did it, but it was about, it was just this wetlands, marshlands that they sold to, you know, people up north building these giant communities on land that was like not ready to be lived upon.
Yeah.
And people are like shocked when they're... lives are destroyed.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, you know this is going to come. I mean, you could say the same thing about California with the earthquakes. They're saying there's going to be a major earthquake tonight here in Southern California.
They're saying this?
Yep.
Who?
A seismologist
says that tonight there's going to be a major earthquake.
8.0.
I
read that somewhere. Olivia, do you see that on the breaking news? Olivia, anything about an earthquake tonight?
I can't hear anything. What's being asked?
How is she not hearing stuff? What is she doing in there? The coffee's been made.
Yeah.
Wes, can't she get headphones?
Here now.
Tim, that was Tommy the earthquake gopher.
It's question to you. Do you see any breaking news about a major earthquake coming to Southern California later tonight? Say 10 p.m.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe it's bad intel. I don't know.
I'm gonna duck this.
Piers Morgan said something about it. Let's go Phils, by the way. Philadelphia Phillies. Although the Padres tied it up last night, so we are in a real grudge match. Nothing more disappointing was the Dodgers postseason. Holy crap, what
terrible.
A fucking nightmare that was.
Terrible.
Just a pfft. Go home, assholes.
Terrible. Mets, too.
Mets blew it.
My other team.
We're such elitists with our Dodgers and Mets and everybody, you know? What was I going to do?
Check the hotline?
Sure.
Check the hotline. You are live on the air. 631.
Is that the area?
How's it going, guys?
Yes.
You guys can hear me? Everything's good?
Yes.
All right. I had a question for Adam. Adam is from Long Island, correct?
Yeah, yes. 631. What's up, Suffolk County? How you doing?
I'm also, in Suffolk County. I'm curious, where on Long Island did you grow up?
Hey, give your address.
Okay, this is what's happening. This guy's a Wikipedia editor, and he's trying to get information to put on my page, and I don't want my information. No, I grew up in...
I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
I grew up in a town called Wading River on the North Shore farm country way out east.
Okay, I used to attend, somebody put on, punk rock and hardcore shows in a church out in Wading River. When I was younger. I don't know if you have any recollection about that.
We could have been at the same church. What year would that have been?
Moshing?
I went to shows like that in probably 1998, 1999.
Right, right about the same time. I'm 39, so you're probably around the same age as me, I'm guessing, right?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Wow. You guys might have been at the same show. Each other.
Who cares?
This is insane. Yeah, you might have seen my terrible high school band play. I won't.
Oh, really? We just got to get
what
audio.
What was the band called?
I'm not saying the name of the band.
Come on! Get out of here! I got bad names. Are you kidding me? I've got the worst names ever.
The name of the band was Bow Coach. That was the name of my...
What is it?
Bow Coach.
Bow Coach.
It's a nonsense
B-O-C-O-A-C-H?
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's fine.
Dude, mine was Shaggy's Belt Buckle.
No.
No, it wasn't.
Come on, Tim.
Really?
And then we had another one called The Pulsating Libidos.
Oh.
Yeah, these weren't my ideas.
Uh-huh.
Believe me.
Sure.
Do you remember any of those bands that you saw in the church basement?
I definitely, there were bands like Headfirst Breakers and Inside, Blood Red.
Hold on, I'm writing this down.
I don't remember these brands. I don't remember these bands. So maybe we didn't go to the same show. I'm sorry.
All right, see you later.
That was cool.
Let's fucking go down memory lane with Adam here. Jesus Christ. What a way to kill
that
a show.
That was a powerful experience for me, though, to come into here to a garage in Glendale, beautiful Glendale, and to hear a voice from my past.
Potentially.
Could
I'm going to give you a kiss after swallowing you. Excuse me? I'm going to give you a kiss after swallowing you.
Wow.
What?
Space, the thing where they knock
the meat there. That's a very unwelcome to Adam Curtis, who is here.
Oh my God. Oh my can we click? Word. Can we tighten things up here now, boys? Let's show some respect.
Cut the sound.
No respect for me.
You're one of us.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, and I like that.
Yeah. Mr. Curtis is on another level. Mr. Curtis?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Well, we are off to a great start. How great it is to talk to you again. Do you recall speaking with me a few years ago?
I do. It was extremely agreeable. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think, I hope so. I was incredibly intimidated by you just because of your stature and your intelligence, and I felt unworthy, as Wayne's World might have done. We're not worthy. I want to get into the new documentary. You don't like to call it a documentary, right? I should get my...
No, it's a documentary.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to get into this with you, but first, the hell's going on in England? Overall, like, give me the two minute spiel from your perspective,
okay,
of course.
I tell you what being in England is like at the moment. You know, in those computer games where you leave a room and you fight your way around something, and then you suddenly find your way back to the same room that you were 2 days ago. That's what it's like in politics here. Our prime minister has just resigned. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that's big breaking news, and Olivia should have gotten to this. Liz Truss, after being in power,
and I think she's the shortest.
Yeah, 44 days.
Prime minister ever in history. 44 days. I mean, I'm sure they'll find someone shorter somewhere in the world, but I think it's the shortest in our country ever.
She's also the shortest. She's also the shortest prime minister in British history, I believe,
in terms of height.
Yeah,
it's extraordinary. And what all the newspapers are now leading with is the idea that actually the man she replaced, who fell from grace because he allegedly lied to Parliament and everyone else, is now about to come back as Prime Minister.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
And this is all without the general consensus of the population, right?
Yeah, I think we've had four or five prime ministers in the last 6 years. I think it's something like that. And none of them have ever actually been voted on by the electorate. So
can you explain, I mean, because we have a largely American audience. How does something like that happen? What is the system in place that allows that to happen?
The ruthless party that can control. We have a system whereby we elect a party, the party elects the leader.
Right.
You don't have that. And that's the basic system. The other system is that I have a theory that politics here has become what you could best describe as cosplay. And actually, what all of us, the electorate, the politicians, the journalists, all know that somehow power has moved somewhere else. We're not sure where it is, but yeah. We know that these people don't have the power. So what we do is cosplay instead.
It's kabuki
and
theater.
What's made it worse in this country is that, you remember our queen died quite recently.
Wait, what?
The queen died?
We didn't get that news over here. No, I'm just kidding.
You remember when Diana died, Princess Diana died, there was a great wave of emotion which sort of went out of control. The royal family decided this time that it was going to control it. So for every day of the, 10 days before the funeral, they kept on coming up with photo ops, new bits of PR in order to control the emotion. And I think the emotion was really, really, really suppressed. Then the Queen was buried and the emotion went away, but it didn't. It went underground and it's now burst out in the heart of politics.
Mm.
And really, it's sort of hysteria time. And it's sort of, there's a sort of psycho witch hunt going on for anyone who puts themselves up into a position of authority. It's very, very peculiar.
How is this affecting like your average Brit? Like, what is going on in their lives right now is it economic primarily?
Yeah, well, it's affecting them in two ways. One, they're completely scared because the price of everything, which I think is sort of true in America as well, but not so much. The price of everything, including fuel heating, is just soaring. The idea that actually the government might look after you seems not to be happening. And people are scared. On the other hand, they're also extremely entertained by it because it is. So you have this strange cocktail of fear about the future, a feeling of bewilderment and being alone in the face of these great big dark forces of history roaring around you and no one in charge, which is terrifying. But yet at the same time, it's just weird.
Well, it's like our Trump years, which are still happening, but there's this, you know, it's incredibly frightening, but also very entertaining because
there's
the guy's such
there's a quality of things are happening and there's something new to talk about every day.
By the way, Adam Conover is here. That's the other voice you're hearing in case you feel like you're losing it.
Nice to meet you, Adam.
Nice to meet you, too. But I mean, you had the same thing in the Trump years. Yeah. The fascinating thing about the Trump years, which is sort of true about Brexit here, is that although there was constant daily hysteria, actually, if you analyze Trump, he didn't really do much apart from reducing taxes for very rich people.
Right.
He didn't build a wall, as far as I know, did he?
Right. He got some stuff. Adam
built a bunch of
me.
It. A bunch of it was built. It's just sort of hanging out there in the desert. Biden's completing some of it. Some of it was canceled. There's a bunch of concrete and rebar out in the desert where there wasn't before, but there is not a continuous wall stretching from one side of Mexico to the other.
Let's go. Who's next?
Cosplay.
I just gave my first warning to Vic.
Sorry,
that was you can't resist.
I couldn't resist.
Just close your laptop. Okay. You know, the reason I say that is because the guys over here make sound effects and it gets confusing for the listener on the other end being you, Adam. All right. Well, that's it. It's somebody was telling me my friend was over there and what's going on with the railways is so
there's a strike every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but in general, like the idea that the rail lines are being privatized and the prices are going crazy. And so people are, if you don't reserve your ticket in advance ahead, if you don't reserve your ticket, how do I say this? Early enough, you can't, the prices keep going up and then they cancel trains.
And actually you can't travel. No, you can't travel. I mean, there is a company, I think it's called Avanti, which runs one of the lines that goes to Manchester and Glasgow from London, that actually literally has cut half the amount of trains. Quite why, we don't know. You see, what's weird about this is no one knows. we've sort of entered this weird world where no journalist seems to know why anything is happening. No politician seems to have any ability to actually do anything about, say, Avanti. So it just happens. The rail unions go on strike quite reasonably because their jobs are being cut and they're not. No one's explaining why. Yet the government seems to pay no attention to it. And the people just sit there mutely wondering what the hell is going on. It's just very odd. And I think it's almost like, well, if we strike, who's the person who's actually going to take notice of us?
Right.
And actually help us? Because the government seems to do nothing.
You need an uprising. You need a populist movement that's going to make it almost impossible for regular business to happen. But that's probably not going to happen either.
I saw it today.
No, we had that. That was called Brexit.
Right.
And we tried that one. And the government you've now got, the government that fell today was the ultimate result of Brexit and promised that it was going to bring in a new kind of a new world. It's fallen. They've now gone back to the previous policies that actually gave you Brexit in the first place. So it's weird. It's loopy.
All right. Well, let's move to Trauma Zone, which I was so grateful to get an early link to. And
you got it.
Yeah. I watched. I mean, when your stuff comes out, man, I'm sure I've said this before, and I'm a big prophet of yours. Is that that's not the right way? A disciple? No, that's not even it.
Proponent.
Proponent.
Oh.
I push your stuff. It is very, I will say it's very difficult to watch your stuff in America, especially new stuff because it's behind the BBC paywall.
Yes.
But there are ways. Let me just say that. I hope you don't mind me saying that. There are ways to see your stuff.
I've noticed that pretty soon after anything goes onto the BBC iPlayer, it tends to turn up on YouTube. I have no idea how.
And you don't particularly care, do you?
Well, personally, I think that's fine because I work for the BBC, which is a public organisation. The public have paid for the footage. It's not exactly full of famous people who want to benefit from it.
Right.
So I think the people should have it. Whether the BBC themselves agree with that, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I watched the whole thing, and it's just so people understand, it's called Trauma Zone. It's a history of the Soviet Union, or Russia, I should say, from the late, I'd say from the mid to late, I'd say mid 80s to 99. And it's all as you do, it's your style, your format. It's entirely consisting of news footage and home videos, Other documentaries, I assume. It feels like there's some other documentaries that you're kind of taking from. All with your beautiful music score. And curiously, and this is my, and this is kind of a more of a filmmaking question than a political or, you know, content of the documentary question, but no classic Curtis VO.
No.
What was that decision about?
There are two reasons. One, the reason I made the film in the series in the first place is I got my hands on, I think it must be over 10,000 hours of unedited raw footage that was shot by BBC crews all across Russia, well, what was then the Soviet Union and then became Russia, from about 1985 to the present day. And it's an extraordinary record of the collapse, implosion, cataclysm, whatever you want to call it, that happened to the Russian people, both with the fall of communism and then, what, 8 years later, complete collapse of all trust in democracy, which is what they'd been promised. And I just thought, the reason I made it is I thought, look, I don't think people in the West, and that includes America as well as Britain, really understand what the Russian people went through. Yeah. They know it, communism collapsed, and then it all got full of gangsters, and then President Yeltsin got drunk, and then you got Putin.
Yeah.
They know that, but they don't actually know the sort of strange, the effect that had on the Russian people. And I just wanted to show that in detail, because I think it sort of explains where, this is what Putin came out of. It isn't, I mean, there are other reasons, but it
didn't
is
come out
the
of
sort
nowhere.
Of strange... He didn't come out of nowhere. He came out of total disillusion, bewilderment, and anger at the fact that they not only had the collapse of one giant ideology in 1991, communism, but then nine years later, the other big ideology of the 20th century, democracy, also collapsed. By 1999, as a guy at the end of the series says in a TV studio, if you call someone a Democrat, you're cursing them. No one... A democracy is a curse now in Russia, he says. So that was the reason I made it. Because the material was so good, I decided not to use my voice. It just was so good.
Yeah.
Why would I want to see me talking over it? But there is another reason behind it. And
you had laryngitis that week.
I've got this funny instinct that people are a bit fed up with what is called in social media a hot take. You know the hot take?
Yeah.
Which rose up really since Brexit and Trump here to its present peak. And I'm one of the worst offenders in my films. You know, I'm provocative and say things. I've just got this funny instinct that we're past peak hot take. And actually what people really want at the moment is just a bit of data about the world. They don't want opinions. Because to go back to what we were talking about, Trump, and cosplay politics. It's also, I think we're living through a bit of cosplay journalism at the moment in this country and in your country, is everyone takes positions, everyone shouts at each other, everyone has the hot take, but actually nothing changes.
Right.
And that's what's really astonishing with the politics here, is we have just had an extreme melodrama over the last 10 days here. And yet, we've actually just gone back to where we were. It's as if it just... clicks back like that.
Yeah,
and I just think that maybe, go on.
No, I would say your voiceover, your narration in your films guide the viewer into a certain way of thinking about the subject. That's been great, but you wanted to pull back from that and just lay the footage out with you know, there is titling that kind of helps tell the story because you couldn't do it with just the images. Yeah. But it was striking to me at first because part of why I love your films actually is the narration. But then it does settle in, and you're like, okay, this is how it should be.
Yeah, I wanted you to go into. The footage was so good.
Yeah.
And so detailed that I just wanted. I had enough material to actually create for 7 hours a world. I mean, obviously, it's not the Soviet Union and it's not Russia, but it's. Near as enough as you can get in two dimensions on the screen. What? And I just wanted to create the world that you went into and experienced roughly. I mean, I'm not naive. I'm obviously editorializing it in the way I put it together, but I wanted you just to experience what it must have felt like to go through that cataclysm, because I really don't think we understood that. And that's one of the reasons why we sort of have simplified the Russians, not just over the invasion of Ukraine, but even like the hysteria over Putin and Trump in your country. We simplified it too much.
Right.
And I just think it's wrong. We need to understand what those people went through. Well, I don't mean that in a patronizing way. And I don't mean to say, oh, they're just like us, because they're not.
Right.
They've had their own experience. We need to know. That's all.
It was the first thing, the experience that I picked up on, and this is trivial maybe, but is how fucking cold it is there. The fucking footage of these poor women walking through 3 feet of snow to the village.
With sacks of
potatoes. And the whole film is like, there's like, you have like one day of nice weather in 7 hours of that movie. It looks hard. I mean, it's a hard place to live.
There was a point at which my boss, a woman called Rose Garnett, who was, you know, came and looked at the films as I edited them, just turned around to me and said, look, could you put some sunny days in, just please?
Adam Connor, did you have a question? I know you're looking at me.
Oh, I was just going to say, I have to see this. This sounds fantastic. Because I'm always fascinated about the specificity of what it's like to live in a particular place. And I always want to know when I'm learning about another country or place, what it is like to be a person there and to go through it. I've been really fanatically reading about China for the past couple of years and how, you know, people in America and Europe misunderstand that place because, you know, when you understand what the people of China went through over the 100 years before
the Cultural Revolution, and
all that, just immense turmoil and civil war and devastation and death and famine and all these things. And then once you understand that, you start to understand their relationship to their government a little bit better. And so to hear the same thing about Russia, I'm like, oh, this is exactly what I like to learn about.
You need to BitTorrent it as soon as
possible. I need to torrent some bits of this.
That's exactly right about China. I remember talking to people who now advise Xi Jinping, and they make the point that, look, back in the 1920s, that empire was just torn apart by warlords. It was so big, it sort of imploded in the 20s and 30s. And that's what we are terrified of might happen if we let communism fail. And they also, and it's interesting you mentioned China, because they say, look what happened in Russia.
Yes,
we're not going to have that here. We're just not going to do it. And again, we don't understand. That's what's driving. However weird Xi Jinping is in his attempt to control everything, he is driven by a fear of we don't want what they had in Russia in the 90s. And you're right. We have an idea that somehow we know everything about the world. And the more you look at the way we look at Russia and at China, the more you realize we don't. We have a sort of strange, almost cartoon-like vision of the country.
Yeah, the whole like flat earth, golden arches, propagation of Western culture and values across the globe is failing us like over and over again the past 20, 30 years. I have to wrap it up because Adam is here and we've got all sorts of crap. I could talk to you for hours, you know that. And I'm sure you've got better things to do than this shit show here. you don't need to prognosticate anything here. Like I should bring up that here we are, Russia is in the headlines every single day with the war in Ukraine. What does your film Trauma Zone teach us about where we are now and where things are going over there with Putin?
Well, both in your country with the elections coming up there and with what's just happening in the politics here, it does seem quite dark and frightening. I do have a sort of strange optimism because if you actually look at what's happening, do you remember that the whole thing about the future was that we were always told in the West, you must keep doing what you're doing, otherwise terrible things will happen. Like you'll get autocrats like you have in Russia, or you'll get radical Islamism, or you'll become controlled by surveillance technology like in China. If you actually look at what's happening all around the world at the moment, as well as the darkness and sort of strangeness of our societies, radical Islamism is falling apart in Iran. The idea that Putin is going to rule Russia forever like a ruthless autocrat seems to be falling apart.
He's flopping.
And to be honest, Xi Jinping is sort of falling apart with vast debt overhang, far bigger than the debt that led to the crash in the West in 2008. All those things that actually we were told would replace democracy if we weren't careful are sort of might not be as strong as we think, which means actually there might be an opportunity for people to actually strike out and think of other new ways of organizing societies. It might be mad, but I
right.
think there's a sort of...
No, I mean, that's the beauty of your work, and I think it's best, it best comes out in hyper-normalization, is the critique of the left and, of course, the right, but is that there's nobody out there providing a vision for the future. Of how these systems aren't working. We can see them failing us all over the place in different ways. But nobody is nobody's providing like a true vision of maybe Adam Conover is. I'd like to hear his plan, but
don't you find that I know we should shut up a minute, but don't you find that astonishing that actually ever since Trump and ever since Brexit, the left and the liberal left in my country and your country has not actually come up with an imaginative alternative which grabs all those people.
Right.
Do you think there is, Adam Conover? Do you think there's a vision for the future that is, you know, not there, there's, well, I'll, you know,
I think we're
saying.
Starting to see one bubble up, perhaps. I think that here in Los Angeles, we've got like a new group of leaders in a new political movement growing that I think is offering something real to people, but that's very local, you know, and I think that's maybe happening in other cities.
I mean, that's a vision for the future where change happens locally and you can create a more equitable, fair, smaller community that isn't as reliant on the big super systems.
Absolutely. And when I talk to people who are working, you know, from the left especially, they say, well, no, that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus locally and we're going to build a national movement. And, you know, that's good because you can have tangible results when you do that and you can devote your life to it and say, I'm actually making things happen. I'm getting people elected. I'm actually changing things. But there's also a way of looking at it where that looks like a retreat, where you say, okay, well, the, you know, forces of progressivism and leftism or, you know, socialism or whatever you want to say are not able to win nationally, and so they're retreating. You know, the U.S. is becoming balkanized. Our national government can't do anything. So Ron DeSantis gets to run Florida as he sees fit, and people in California try to, you know, build something in Los Angeles. There's two different ways of looking at that. But that is where I see the positivity happening, and that's where I devote my own effort, is on the local level.
I mean, you're probably right about that, and that is the way the left is going to redevelop itself. But it still finds it very difficult to actually tackle the central systems of power.
Yes.
Like in my present, here in this country, I mean, I know we're talking about a right-wing government, but it's just been basically brought down by the markets within a week. The markets went, no.
The markets decided she has to go.
Yeah, and they might do the same thing if you tried to elect a leftist in the UK. The markets might kick them out in exactly the same manner.
And so what the markets want, and this goes back to the question I was saying right at the beginning, is where is power now? No one quite seems to know.
I mean,
you are right that the left, it's very good that the left organizes it on local levels, and I wish they'd do it more here. But fundamentally, there's going to come a point when it has to actually provide enough collective power to challenge those forces that have just brought down the right-wing government here. I mean, I find myself very strange supporting a right-wing government here, but it is astonishing that within 5 days, the markets just said no, and that was it.
Yeah,
that's even creepier.
Yeah.
Mr. Curtis, I'll call you Adam because I've met you.
It's Adam Day.
It's confusing here with Adam Conover. It's such an honor, always an honor to hear from you. I feel like you're like a guru to me of way of thinking. And I hope to see you in person. I don't want to confirm anything, but I might be over there later next year. So I'm going to look you up.
So that would be great.
Yeah.
We can meet for a drink. That's lovely.
All right, Adam, take care. And everybody check out Trauma Zone wherever they can, legally or illegally. Great watching.
All right.
All right, Adam, take
nice
care.
To talk to you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
China, Russia. Doug, are you okay? It's a lot.
You guys were so good.
Go ahead, go.
No, I was just listening. That was interesting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
I've never, you know, to be honest, I haven't seen his films.
Okay.
The way you describe them, they sound scary. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm
They're scary and they're 20 hours long.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They're,
well, no, no,
no.
Bitter Lake
true.
Is a,
I did
Bitter
watch
Lake
a bunch
is a 2-hour movie. You could watch it on this site called Thought Maybe. Thought Maybe. Somebody has just put up all his movies on Vimeo, and that's
okay.
where it is.
I love that.
They're not as long as you think.
Yeah.
I know how you think. Matt, how was the chat? Were they engaged?
Well, of course. All well behaved.
Let's talk to somebody real quick.
No rotten eggs in there.
Talk to somebody real quick about something else, because I think we covered it. I don't want to hear, no offense, I don't want to hear your perspective.
TBS. Yeah, I feel like maybe funny. The hotline might be the way to go for that. Maybe some Halloween talk. 785.
I do see. I'll talk to this person. We are going to go to break in a few minutes. I do see Kay, our friend Kay Loggins, in the Zoom. And I just want to shout her out. I'm not going to have her on. I want to shout her out to say she put something. I don't know what. We'll actually put her on.
I saw her video. It's pretty good.
It's really good.
That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah. She's the new Billy on the Street.
Really?
Kay put something on Twitter. It was out of context. It was just Kay going around asking people who is the best American band of all time. And it was in Times Square.
Adam, what would you say to that?
Best
American band.
The best American band of all time.
Tricky question.
The Velvet Underground, I think.
That's a popular one. I think that's a pretty damn good answer.
I was like, which one is going to demonstrate that I'm cool?
Yeah, exactly.
I would say Grand Funk Railroad.
Okay.
They had that song, We're an American
Band. They're the most literal American band.
Yeah. The
American
band.
Well, what's funny about Kay is, not to over-explain the joke, is how many people say the Beatles, the Stones.
Right.
They missed the central premise of the thing.
But Zeppelin.
Kay, what was that about? You just wanted to do it? You had the idea in your head and you had to get it out?
It's for a larger project I'm working on, so I'm going to cut like a 10-minute version of it, but it's for a show.
Cool.
More on that soon.
Okay. Well, good for you. And K-9 check Live. Out, what's your Twitter handle, Kay?
Time Warp, TIMEWHARP.
Well, I enjoyed it. A lot of times people send their comedy and it ain't cutting it. You know what I mean?
And you're like, look at the slush pile.
And it's a bit of a trope to go out with a microphone and, like that's been done. But this one was very entertaining, well edited. You're funny in it. And God bless you.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do that without Doug's influence. So thank you, Doug, for all the work you've done over the years.
And mine.
As an editor.
And mine.
You're welcome.
Don't forget mine. I was doing this. You could say I'm a card on set. You know what I mean? I'm a real wild, funny guy.
Yeah, you're a cut up.
And I was doing this commercial shoot last week directing. And this is, you had to be there. It's one of those kind of moments. But one of the actors was like, hey, I want to thank everybody. This is such a fun environment. Everybody's so nice. And I go, that's coming from the top down. That's because of me, just so you know.
Cut the tape. Huh?
And everybody laughed because they get it.
Yeah.
He laughed.
They also had to, though, right?
Yes.
Aggressive humor.
As we're all doing here right now to keep the mood lively.
What's happening?
We need some humor. David Bowie.
Yeah, you came in with a sour attitude. You're like a totally different guy off on camera, because you just said, Where do I sit? What do you want me to do? Okay,
it took me a minute to find my footing,
I know, I'm just kidding.
That would be funny if he was so different. He's doing a character right now.
Oh, God, I got the sunglasses
in like
the
Corden.
Hand.
It's like Corden.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Great to see you, man. Meeting you. It's been so great, man. And then off camera. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Also, he has an English accent. It's fake.
What? You can see it behind the eyes on him.
He doesn't have an English accent.
The camera goes like, fuck.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? I told you to not do the drug. And welcome back. It is so great to see everybody. I have such a warm heart for you. Right, who's on the line?
Is it Tim Corden? He is English, we should send him back to his country.
Well, this is the question.
Stealing our
jobs.
How
does this guy still have a goddamn visa? Get him out.
Yeah.
I know why. They're keeping him around until Halloween because they want to use that head like a big pumpkin.
No, that's not nice. Making fun of appearance. Now, that's a low blow. That's what you stoop to? That he has a big head.
I'm punching down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's fair play.
Yeah.
He's a big head. What do you do?
Yeah.
Not talk about it?
Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room. Who was on the Hoff line? We should get the Hoff line, case.
Ooh,
David Hasselhoff calls it.
Hasselhoff line?
The Hoff line hasn't rung in 3 years. Are you sure he has the number?
He's alive still, right?
David. Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, we should bring up the
oh, yes, thanks, Tom Wilson.
Tom
yes.
Wilson did the cut. So we had discovered this David Hasselhoff song called Is Everybody Happy? That's our theme song.
Oh.
And we don't want to play it on the show because we'll get dinged, we'll get taken down. But somebody, Tom Wilson, covered it. It's a pretty accurate. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty
spot on.
Anyway, so thank you, Tom. People hate this song, of course. People are very upset when we announce that we're switching out the theme song.
Yeah, and, flipping out.
Here we are. All right, one quick hotliner, and then we'll take a five-minute break, because I've had to pee since 9 a.m.
Oh, me too, buddy.
Nathan, 785, you're live.
Mr. Hot Dog.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, anybody ever call you Mr. Hot Dog?
Actually, people have called me Nate Dog before.
Whoa.
Yeah. I didn't know Nate Dogg was a rapper from, what, the 90s, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nate Dogg and Warren G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he passed away recently, and everyone was sad. Not you, I guess, because you don't really know who that. He is, despite being called after him.
He might be calling from heaven. This might be the real
one. Oh,
all right, so what's your question for me?
Not so much of a question, just acknowledging that, man, I've been a huge fan of you and Tim and Eric. You know, Tom Goes to the Mayor, Adult Swim, everything you guys made since, what, the late 90s up till now?
Late 90s? Okay, thank you.
Early 2000s. Early 2000s.
You would not want to see the shit I was making in the late 90s. It wasn't very good. Anyways.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
That was enough. Thank you for your support. But, thank you. And,
oh, you
log on to Infowars.com and subscribe to my pills supplement monthly delivery. We've got anal suppositories for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to clear out your gut.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
Going to turn your shit green. Now, a lot of people, a lot of doctors are saying that your shit should be green. This brown stool is not a sign of this is a sign that you're not getting all the protein, all the nutrients that your body needs. It's got to come out green. Bright green.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well.
I called you guys. I actually called you guys. You guys remember that show you had with Sarah Squirm? What about, I think it was earlier this year, or maybe last year.
A couple years ago, yeah. She's been on SNL now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Banned from doing our show.
I had my phone on speaker. Yeah, right. I had my phone on speaker, and I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. And then as soon as I go to the bathroom, I hear on my living room TV that you guys are answering my call. And I was like, fuck, man. So I rushed to the phone, and yeah.
Are you taking a green shit?
But,
all right, listen.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm getting greenish, kind of red, eating a bunch of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I'm in the Nate. You know what? I'm in the Nate hole right now. I'm getting so much information about your side of things.
And I go to the bathroom like everybody
but
else.
I appreciate your patronage and support. Are you a member of the Patreon community here on Office Hours?
Not yet. I'm actually about to go to a job interview, so I might be funneling a little bit of cash flow.
What's the job? What's the interview for?
It's for a Dots Pretzels, I believe it's manufacturing or assembly line work.
You become a pretzel maker?
Like pretzels in a bag, but yes, sir.
Hey,
Wetzel's pretzels.
Is that a union job?
You know, I don't think so. It pays $17 an hour.
Ain't too bad.
Not too bad, but you know what? You get started there to start talking about your coworkers with.
Let him get the job. Let him integrate himself.
No, this man's right away. This man's gonna start a union at the Dots Pretzel Factory, and they're going on strike in 2 weeks. So if you like Dots Pretzels.
I've never heard of Dots Pretzels.
Get ready to cry. Neither have I, but they're...
I think you're about to walk into an elaborate prank. There's no Dots Pretzels, dude.
Next time you see if you see a bag of Dots Pretzels, get the Southwestern style.
Oh, I know Dots Pretzels. They're very good. Yeah, I just looked. Yeah,
where are they from?
The spicier. You've seen these things in the...
Let me see.
They're great. They're like the red bag.
Yeah. I've not seen them.
Oh, they're great.
Nate, are you going to be the guy sprinkling the salt on each pretzel?
All right.
Good luck to
Nate. Good luck, Nate. Let us know if you get the job, okay?
Pretzel Salt Bay.
$17 an hour.
Patreon is so fucked up. Why can't I give this guy a free Patreon membership? You have a Patreon, right?
I have a Patreon, yeah. You can't give a free Patreon.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. Let's operate like any other business.
Yeah.
Let's give sales. Let's incentivize people.
I agree.
It's so fucked up. I want to get in over there, that office, and run
you
things.
You should be able to, you should be running a sweepstakes here the whole time. Free Patreon memberships for handing them out.
Yeah, it's like, Matt, you've said this, Matt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Matt, you've said this before. A lot of these companies, they like just set it up and go away. They're just like, I think it's all good. Have fun with our product.
Patreon has also one of the worst websites I've ever used of any piece of software. But it's just the money comes in because no one's paying Patreon. They're paying us.
Yeah.
The people love us, and we're making the content.
Well, they're taking a cut, believe me.
They're taking, oh, believe you me, they're taking a cut. Oh, you better believe it.
Well, I've got, I'll make my treatise, like a Martin Luther did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't want to waste more money.
Treatise,
Cletus.
Hey, Cletus, I got a treatise. Come over here, I want you to read it.
Is this Chappelle money?
That's pretty fun, huh? All right, listen, we're already over an hour. This is an extra 5 minutes of free show. People are so like, oh, great, a free show. We'll be back in 5. Adam and I are going to cross streams in the toilet. Pee at the same time. And we'll be back in 5 with more Adam, your calls. We got so much to get to. We need a longer show, Vic.
That's true.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.